Gather round, brave adventurers, and welcome. We're setting off today on a wondrous exploration.
Indeed. Into the land of the internet.
Exactly. Imagine this, like digital kingdom, right? It's sparkling with connections. Mm-hmm. You can leap across huge distances, chat with friends far away, find amazing stories, songs.
Learn all sorts of new things just with a click. It's pretty magical.
It really is.
Yeah.
But, you know, like any enchanted forest, this online world, well, it has its sneaky shadows.
Tricky paths, too.
For sure. But fear not, intrepid travelers. Our quest today, our mission, is to learn how to journey through this digital place safely.
And kindly and cleverly.
Yes. Think of us as your guides.
We're here to give you the wisdom you need to explore safely, you know, with confidence.
Excellent. Okay, let's unfurl our map. First stop, encounters, we could call. Whispered secrets from strangers.
Oh, intriguing.
Right. As we explore online, sometimes messages just pop up, they feel like. Like hushed whispers from someone you don't know.
Yeah, and what's tricky is how these characters try to seem like they're friendly or important.
Totally. It's like a sly fox dressed up in wool, maybe.
Exactly. Hoping you won't spot the trick.
And these tricky folks, they might tempt you. They might talk about hidden treasures.
But what they really mean is things like
your home address, or maybe those secret code words, passwords.
Or even clues about where grown-ups keep, you know, their gold or important stuff.
And they might show you a really tempting, shiny path, like a link.
Click here for a surprise, that kind of thing.
Uh-huh. And the goal behind that?
Well, often their aim is to get valuable information from you. Those shiny paths, the links, they can lead to fake websites.
Okay.
Designed to steal your details or maybe trick you into downloading something nasty.
Nasty like?
Harmful programs. It's kind of like a fisherman casting bait. They want to get you hooked.
Hooked. I see. So how can our listeners avoid these digital hooks? How can they be wise adventurers?
Okay, this is where being observant really comes in handy. Pay close attention to messages you get.
Like really read them.
Yeah. If anything feels a bit off or suspicious or just makes you feel kind of weird.
Trust that feeling.
Absolutely. That's your signal to be extra careful and never, ever share private stuff in messages or emails.
Even if they seem super friendly.
Doesn't matter how convincing they are. Keep secrets secret.
Good advice. It's like in stories, right? If a mysterious stranger offers you a glowing gem with weird promises,
you pause, you think about it, maybe ask someone you trust.
Exactly. What else should our adventurers watch out for?
Definitely steer clear of clicking links or downloading files if you don't know who sent them or don't trust the source.
So random attachments are a no-go.
Think of them like mysterious bottles washed up on a beach. You wouldn't just drink from an unmarked bottle, right?
But definitely not.
Same caution online.
Okay. And what about the websites themselves, the magic doorways? How do we know they're safe to enter?
Ah, this is crucial. Before you type in any personal details, always, always check the website address. Look closely at it.
What are we looking for?
Safe doorways often start with HTTPS. See that little S at the end of HTTP?
Yeah.
That S means there's a layer of security, like a magic shield on the door.
Okay, HTTPS. Got it. Anything else about the address?
Check the spelling of the website name very carefully. Tricky sites often use names that look almost right, but maybe one letter is off.
Like a typo.
Exactly. Like www.microsoft.com instead of Microsoft. It's like a fake treasure map trying to look real.
Sneaky. Okay, those are great tips.
Mm.
What about keeping our own digital tools safe? Our computers or tablets?
Right. Keep your tools sharp. Update the software on your devices regularly.
Why do updates matter?
They often patch up security holes. Think of it like strengthening the walls of your digital castle.
Okay, reinforcing the defenses.
Precisely. And ask a grown-up you trust to install some guardian software.
Like antivirus programs.
Yes, exactly. That software acts like a loyal guard, watching out for digital dangers and intruders.
So it sounds like the big takeaway here is, think before you click, download, or share anything.
That's the golden rule. Think first.
Okay, let's venture deeper into the forest. What about encounters with wolves in disguise?
Right. So the internet is amazing for meeting people, making friends.
It really is.
But you have to remember, not everyone online is who they say they are.
Oh.
There are these tricky creatures, sometimes called online predators, and they are really good at pretending.
Like in the fables, the villain looks charming, but they're actually not.
Exactly that. These wolves in disguise might pretend to be your age or super kind. Really understanding.
Making it hard to tell what's real.
Incredibly hard. So this really highlights how important it is to be discerning online. Be open, be friendly, sure, but be extra careful with people you only know online.
So how do we navigate that? How can we spot these tricky characters?
First big tip, listen to your tummy feelings, your intuition.
That little voice inside.
Yes. If talking to someone online makes you feel nervous or uncomfortable or just weird,
pay attention to that feeling.
Definitely. Stop talking to them right away and immediately tell a grown-up you trust.
Okay. Don't keep it a secret.
Never. And many websites and apps have reporting tools you and a grown-up can use. Use them.
That's really wise advice. Trust your gut. What else?
Keep your secrets safe. Just like with those phishing scams, don't share personal stuff with online strangers.
Same rule applies here.
Absolutely. They might try different ways to get you to tell them your address, your school, stuff about your family. Don't fall for it.
Okay. And what about meeting up? If someone you only know online asks to meet in person.
Whoa. Yeah, that's a very, very risky path.
Sounds like it.
Predators often use fake profiles, fake pictures.
Yeah.
You just don't know who is really behind that screen, even if they seem nice.
So the rule is?
Never, ever agree to meet someone you only know online without a trusted grown-up knowing everything about it and being there with you.
No exceptions.
No exceptions. And always, always tell a parent or guardian if an online stranger asks to meet you. Your safety is the most important treasure there is.
Absolutely. Okay, switching gears slightly, let's talk about protecting our digital valuables, treasure chests and secret keys.
Or as we usually call them, online accounts and passwords.
Right, and it's amazing how much valuable stuff is in those accounts, isn't it?
It really is. Think about your game profile, social media, school stuff. They're like treasure chests full of your personal information.
And to keep them safe, we need strong locks. And the key is the password. So how do we make a super strong key? One that can't be broken?
Okay, this is all about complexity. A strong password is like a powerful magic spell. The more complex it is, the harder it is to crack.
So what makes it complex?
Mix it up. Use a blend of magic ingredients, uppercase letters, lowercase letters, numbers, and those special symbols like exclamation points or asterisks.
Like a potion recipe.
Kinda. The more variety, the stronger the protection.
Okay, mix it up. Got it. What about using easy words? Like password.
Oh, definitely don't do that. Avoid common words. Avoid the name of the website itself.
And things someone might guess, like my birthday or my dog's name.
Steer clear of all that easily guessable stuff. Your birthday, pet's name, your town. A random mix of characters is much, much harder for those password-guessing goblins to figure out.
Password-guessing goblins. I like that.
Wow.
So, a unique secret code only you know. What if I have lots of online accounts, lots of treasure chests? Can I use the same key for all of them?
That's tempting, but really risky.
Why that?
Imagine if a sneaky thief got hold of that one key. If it unlocks everything, poof, they'd have access to all your treasure chests.
Oh, right. Bad idea.
Very bad. Use a different unique password for every single online account. That way, if one key, one password gets found out somehow, your other accounts are still safe.
Like having a different enchanted key for every single door in your castle. Smart. And once we have these amazing keys, who do we share them with?
Nobody. Your key is for your eyes only. Don't tell your passwords to anyone, not even your best friend.
Seriously. Yeah. Not even them. Nope. Keep them secret. And another thing, if you log in on a computer that isn't yours, like at the library or a friend's house, always, always log out completely when you're finished. And never click save password on those public computers.
Okay, log out fully.
And it's probably best not to do super important stuff like banking or anything really private on public computers or Wi-Fi networks that aren't secure.
Good heads up. So
yeah.
Strong keys, secret keys, different keys for every chest.
Got it. Now let's talk about the tracks we leave behind. Little tracks in the magic forest. Our digital footprint.
Yeah, this is fascinating. Basically, everything you do online leaves a little trace, like footprints on a path.
Every click, every post.
Pretty much. Every site you visit, picture you share, comment you make, it all adds up to your digital footprint.
And unlike real footprints that get washed away by rain, these digital ones stick around, right?
That's the crucial thing. They can last a very, very long time. Once something's online, getting rid of it completely can be incredibly hard, sometimes impossible.
Wow. Okay. That's definitely something to think about. So how can we be more careful about the tracks we leave?
This is all about being aware. Think about it. Grown-ups, like maybe future bosses or people at schools you want to go to, they might look at your digital footprint someday.
Seriously.
It happens. So it's smart to think about the picture it paints. You can even try searching your own name online sometimes, see what pops up.
Like looking back at your path to see what it looks like to others. Interesting. What about controlling who sees our tracks? Can we do that?
Yes. Most places online, especially social media, have magic gate settings, privacy settings. These let you control who sees your stuff, your pictures, your posts, your info. If your settings are public, it's like leaving your diary open for anyone to read.
Yikes. So private is better?
Usually, yes. Using private settings means only the friends and family you choose can see what you share.
Like having a secret garden online, only your trusted friends can visit. Okay, what about who we let into that garden? Our online friends.
Great point. Choose your companions wisely on your digital travels. When someone wants to connect online, pause for a second.
Ask yourself,
do I know this person in real life? Do I trust them? Because once you connect, they can often see your profile, your posts.
So it's okay to be picky.
Absolutely okay. Be selective about who you let into your online world.
Good advice. Not every friendly face online is, you know, actually friendly.
Yeah.
And the last piece here is huge. What we actually choose to share.
Think before you share. This is so important. Once you put something out there, getting it back is really, really tough.
Like shouting something in a crowd.
Exactly. Once the words are out, you can't just pull them back. So don't share anything online, pictures, words, videos that you wouldn't want everyone to see, because once it's out, it can spread incredibly fast.
Wow. Think before you share. Got it. Okay, we're getting smarter about navigating this forest. Let's step into the giant library now, all the information online.
Yeah, it's truly amazing how much knowledge is online. It really is like a giant library or a huge treasure chest of information.
So much cool stuff to find.
Totally. But just like with real libraries or valuable treasures, we need to be responsible with what we find online.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
You wouldn't borrow a book and just rip out pages and say you wrote them. How does that apply online?
Think about all the cool things people create online, drawings, stories, music, the person who made that. They hold the magic copyrights to their work.
Dang.
Meaning you can't just take their creation and pretend it's yours. That's called plagiarism, and it's just not fair to the creator.
Right. So if we find something cool online and want to use it, say, for a school project, what's the right way?
This is about giving credit where credit is due. Attribution. If you use someone else's words or ideas or pictures, always say whose it is and where you found it.
Like saying thank you for using their creation.
Exactly. And if you want to use someone's work for something like selling stuff, putting their picture on a t-shirt you're selling, for example,
yeah.
You usually need to get their permission first. Sometimes you might even need to pay a fee. It's all about respecting other people's work and their rights.
Okay. Be responsible explorers in the giant library. Give credit. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Now, for our final part of the quest, being a good neighbor online.
This is fundamental, really. Remembering that even though we can't always see the people we're talking to online, they're still real people.
With real feelings.
Exactly. So just like in our neighborhoods or schools, we need to treat each other with kindness and respect online.
Absolutely. But sadly, sometimes people forget that, don't they? They send mean messages, spread rumors.
That's cyberbullying. And yeah, it can hurt just as much, sometimes even more, than bullying that happens face to face.
That's awful. So how can we all help make the online world a friendlier place?
Think about how we try to treat people in our everyday lives.
Like the golden rule?
That's the perfect starting point.
Yeah.
Treat others online the way you want to be treated. Don't send mean stuff. Don't spread gossip. Don't do anything you know could hurt someone.
Even if you disagree with them. What if you meet people online who are really different?
Be kind anyway. Respect that people have different ideas or come from different places. Even if you don't agree, treat them respectfully in how you talk to them online.
That's so important. Everyone deserves to feel safe and respected.
Yeah.
What about when we're about to send a message? Especially if maybe we're feeling angry or upset.
Pause and ponder. Before you hit send, just take a breath. Ask yourself, could this hurt someone? Could this mess up their reputation? Think carefully, especially if it's something negative.
Okay, take a moment. And what if we see something bad happening? Or if we feel unsafe ourselves?
Be brave, both for yourself and for others. If an online situation makes you feel uncomfortable or scared, it's totally okay to just leave, step away, and tell a trusted grown-up.
Don't just ignore it if someone else is being picked on.
Right. If you see someone being treated badly, maybe offer them some support if you can safely do so. And definitely report the bad behavior to a trusted adult or use the platform's reporting tools. We all have a part to play.
Be a responsible digital citizen.
Exactly. By working together, we can help make the internet safer and kinder for everyone.
So, valiant learners are brave adventurers. Whether you're exploring new websites, chatting with friends, sharing your amazing creations, please, please remember our main message today.
Think before you click.
Consider before you download.
And contemplate before you communicate or share.
Keep these ideas in your Explorer's kit. Use them, and you will have truly magnificent and safe adventures in this enchanting land of the internet.
And remember, by being aware, being careful, and always acting with kindness, you're not just protecting yourself, you're helping make the internet a better place for absolutely everyone.
Wishing you all wonderful and secure journeys online.